Well, it's so good that you've joined us today. I really believe and pray that this message will inspire you, lift you, and fill you full of faith. I hope you enjoy it.
A few weeks ago in our 9:30 service here and in other campuses over the last few weeks, and then because I got sick after the 9:30 service, so I didn't end up finishing the sermon, but I finished it last week. I preached a sermon called Fragile Jars That Contain Treasure. And I spoke about how that God lives in us, He is the treasure, and we are the fragile jars. And so I want to continue that today, and I'm going to talk to you about on a topic, fragile jars, then hashtag souls that prosper. Right. Souls that prosper. You know, Jesus was there. Andy thought it was great. Thank you for everyone else getting so excited about that. Jesus was there in Mark chapter 12, and it says, one of the teachers of religious law was standing there listening to the debate. He realized that Jesus answered well, and he was a sneaky guy probably, so he asked, of all the commandments, he's trying to trip Jesus up, which is the most important? Jesus replied, the most important commandment is this. Listen, O Israel, the Lord is our God and is the one and only Lord. And you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. The second is equally important. Love your neighbor as yourself. So turn to your neighbor and say, I love you because I love me. No other commandment is greater than this. And so we see, he says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and strength. Love others as yourself. So he's talking of our lives. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, it says, now may the God of peace make you whole in every way, and may your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless unto the Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ comes again. So here again is talking about what we're made up of, and these jars that contain treasure are made up of three things: body, soul, and spirit. Body is your tent, your soul, I'll talk about that in a minute, and your spirit. That's when Jesus was there and he's talking to Nicodemus in John chapter 3, and he says, I tell you the truth, unless you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. So our spirit is what is eternal. Our body and our soul is what is temporal. And so we live in a world that so many times our soul and our body are dominated by, and we allow it to dominate the very thing that should dominate everything else, is our spirit. You know, when you're born again holy, you're born again righteous, you're born again strong. The spirit part of you, there is no lack, there is no limit, there is nothing that's impossible. Why? Because the spirit you and I now have, it's no longer I that lives, but it's Christ who lives in me. And so Christ in me, the hope of glory, so I have the Spirit of God who brings hope. I also have this, I not only have hope, but I have resurrection power. Is that in my soul or is that in my flesh? No, it's in my spirit. And so we're made up of our body, soul, and spirit. And what is our soul? My iPad plays funny tricks. I've got to talk to Apple and say, you need to fix that little bit up. Your spirit is perfect because God's spirit's living in me. That means that you are made in the image of God, so you are perfect in spirit. So the fight is in the soul. What is the soul? The soul is this. The soul is the will. Sorry, is your thoughts, your emotions, and your will. That's your soul. So when he says, worship the Lord your God with all your heart, that's your emotions and your will. It's talking about your soul. With your mind, it's your thoughts and your will. So your soul encaptures the heart and mind. So it's the mind, will, and emotion. So God wants you to have soul health. Now, let me talk to you about healing for a moment. See, I believe in the supernatural power of God, that He wants to heal you, that He's come and created you to live in health and strength, and He wants you to live in the supernatural. But also, the same God that has given us the supernatural created the natural. The Bible says in Genesis 1, he created plants and he put in them seeds and he put them in, and he created in the earth food. Why is that? For our health. So he's created vitamins, he's created minerals, and by the way, he's created doctors. So a healthy Christian understands this. I can get healed naturally and supernaturally. So I honor my doctors, I honor what I eat, and I honor the God of the supernatural. It's not either or. It's not like, well, I'm not as spiritual if I ask a doctor and get medicine. No, no, no. God created that in the earth to help our health. See, so many people, well, you know, I'm more spiritual if I don't go to a doctor. No, 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 no. God created doctors. In fact, the doctor Luke was a doctor. Just helping us here. So we embrace all. So if I was sick, I would go to the doctor. The doctor would say, this is the facts. And then I'd say, God, I'm going to apply the truth. I'm not going to get mad at the person giving me the facts. I'm going to honor them because they're doing a service to me to give me an identifying what God is, what it, we need to be fixed. And I don't say, well, I'm not going to take that because they've said that. No, no, I'm going to use everything that is available for me to live in health. It doesn't lack faith to get medicine and it doesn't lack faith to believe. You join them together, both about believing. See, if your only reliance is here, then you've got to say, God, I've got to go into the supernatural zone. So we do both. How are we going here? Got some quiet people here. 3 John says this, and this is my prayer for us. 3 John 1 to 2 says, beloved, and you know what? Beloved, that's who you are. I love you more than any church in the world. I love all the church, but I love you the most because you are Planet Shakers Church. Beloved, this is what we pray for you all the time. I pray that you may prosper in all things. How many want to prosper in all things? And be in health just as your soul prospers. The word prosper many times has been created about, you know, if you have this and you have that, you're prosperous. No, no. Prosperous is moving forward in your life. So it's constantly, I'm moving forward in my health. I'm moving forward in my finance. I'm moving forward in my family. And you know, becoming a Christian doesn't mean there won't be challenges. You see, the whole thing about breakthrough is moving forward. So breakthrough is really about living in prosperity. And when you are in breakthrough, there is turbulence, there are challenges, there are situations, there are health things, there are financial challenges, there are family things. But in the turbulence, you don't get freaked out by the turbulence. You say, no, I'm going to be focused on the breakthrough and the God of the breakthrough who lives in me. And so I carry breakthrough. And so I'm going to live in a mindset that I'm going to move forward. I am not going to stop. I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to back off. I'm going to move forward because that is prosperity. You see, I want to speak to you about soul health because your soul is so important. Your will, your mind, and your emotions are so important in your life because they are the third dimensional zone that try to control you. What you see, what you feel, and what you think. And God doesn't want you to live by what you see, but what He sees. So how do I do this? How do I have a strong soul health? Strong heart, strong mind, strong emotions. And you know, Jesus is in the garden. You talk about soul health, and there he is, and he's sweating drops of blood because he's about to go to the cross and take our sin. But he says, not my will, but your will be done. In other words, he gets his will to come in line with the Father. You see, having good soul health is getting your will to come in line with what God says about you. Souls that prosper. First thing you say, well, I want to give you some keys. And I feel like I repeat myself a lot, but they are the keys of what God wants us to live in. What's a key to help your soul health? Worship. You see, when I'm worshiping, I'm intimate with God. God is there all the time. But what worship does, it means to kiss towards, it means to be intimate with. And so when I worship God, I am letting my spirit man come and dominate my soul. If I'm worshiping other things, you go, what does that mean? The Bible, worship is what you put first, what you value most in your life. So if you worship other things, that's what will feed your soul. But what will feed your soul ultimately, that will do you good and give you good health, is worship. Because when I'm in His presence, my spirit man begins to rise up. The very thing that I am actually, my flesh and my soul are temporal. Who I am is my spirit man. And so I got to feed my spirit man, which then feeds my soul. See, I love worship. You know, some people, I'm a thinker, I'm not a feeler. Worship isn't about thinking or feeling. It's about intimacy. Worship feeds your soul. Everything else, you know, the radio talkback won't feed your soul for good. It's worship. It's your coming in intimacy. So worship doesn't mean I have to worship, you know, 24/7 in, you know, put on worship songs. You know, when I worked in the bank, I did it unto the Lord. Worship is doing something unto the Lord. I did it unto Him. And so as I'm counting people's money, I'm worshiping God. I said, God, thank you. I'm going to be the best at what I can be. I'm going to do the best at what I can do. I'm going to worship you. It's been God conscious all the time. It's thinking about Him. That's what worship does. So what's good for your soul is worship. That's why your music in your house should be dominated in worship. Cardi B could never help your soul. Might help your flesh for a moment, but it won't help your soul. Some of you don't even know who Cardi B is. Worship. But this is another thing that goes with worship, is to magnify. Use your soul and your imagination to magnify God. What is your soul? Your will, your thoughts, and your emotions. So use your emotions and your will and your thoughts to magnify God. Mary has this encounter with an angel and, you know, amazing freak out encounter you carry the Christ. And Mary sings a song. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior, for He has regarded the lowly state of His maidservant. For behold, henceforth all generations will call me blessed, for He who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is His name. She didn't look at herself and say, who am I? I'm not worthy. I'm no good. She said, no, I will magnify the Lord. What is to magnify? It's to get a magnifying glass in your spirit and make Him bigger than anything you are facing. When you magnify God, all of a sudden your soul, your will, and your emotions and your thoughts all of a sudden begin to think how big He is, begin to think how strong He is, and all of a sudden your bad feeling turns into a good feeling. You put a dance on, you put a praise on. That's why praise is so important. Because the Bible says, enter His courts with thanksgiving, enter His courts with praise. But my tent and my soul sometimes don't want to praise, but my spirit does. And so many times we allow our tent, our body, and our soul to dictate our spirit instead of getting our spirit to dictate our soul. Bible says, clap your hands, all you people. It doesn't say some of you people. It doesn't say if you feel like people. It doesn't say those who have had a good day people. It doesn't say the outgoing people. It says, clap your hands, all you people. Shout to God with a voice of triumph. The Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. It doesn't say, no, let the thinking redeemed not say so. Or only let the feeling of the redeemed say so. Let the extrovert of the redeemed say so. No, it says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. You know your spirit is never introverted. Your spirit is also a deep thinker, but it's also a great praiser. And so your spirit man is what has to be enacted through praise. And so I come into his courts. That's why at Planet Shakers, we aren't ashamed of praising God with our whole might. We aren't ashamed. You see, you might be older like me and you might not be able to dance like you used to. Well, tap your hand, tap your feet, do something that you couldn't do and begin to praise God. Come on, all over our world, when we give God a praise. Oh, I don't even know if I'll get through this sermon because you are preaching so good. We preach together. So worship and magnify. It's good for my soul health. Then dream and meditate. You know, when people get really bad diagnosis, one of the things I tell them is, what promises has God given you for your future? Meditate on that. Meditate on the dream God has for your life. The Bible says without a dream, it says without a vision, people perish. See, what we got to do is we got to get into his presence. See, when I worship him, I get a dream for my life. Where in his presence, I get a vision for what he wants to do with me. It's a dream. Everyone say dream. Yeah. Meditate on the purposes and the promises of God. It's good for your soul. See, if you're facing a situation and that situation seems so big, you've already magnified God, so now you're in a zone to dream. I'm gonna dream the Selah. I see my children married. I see this happening in my life. I see the blessing of God. I see that house I was believing for coming about. I see, someone just knocked. Hello, come in. I see. You see, we got to dream and meditate on what God wants to do in our life. If you have no vision, you're going nowhere. And by the way, write your vision down. Make it plain. That's called goals. There's nothing wrong with goals. Goals are just direction. When goals are, you know, if goals are all about your identity, then they're wrong. But if goals are just something you're believing God for, there's nothing wrong with writing down what you want God to do. And you don't work for the goals. You work. You work from grace. You don't work for grace. You work from faith. You don't work for faith. So dream and meditate. Come on, dreamers. Come on, dream. Kids know how to dream. Well, we got to be childlike in our faith when we come before God. The thing that Jesus restored on the cross was innocence. And when you get in his presence, you see, when you first get saved, you believe everything. Why? Because your spirit man is dominating your soul man. But what happens is we learn to go back to old habits because our soul man starts speaking up. So that's why you got to feed the spirit. The spirit feed the rest of your life, I'm talking about. You know, the spirit's strong already, but get your spirit to feed your soul. Your will, your thoughts, and your emotions. How are we going? Next one. Identity. Get to know your identity in Christ. That's why every new person who comes to Planet Shakers, I don't care if you've been at other churches, you need to get into DNA and discover the call of God for this house, because that's our identity, what God's called us to do, empowering generations to win generations. It will teach you the kingdom cultures of what, a few weeks ago we had Cindy Jacobs and talking about a pioneering spirit that God wanted to release. Well, that's in our DNA. That's in our kingdom cultures, doing things that no church has ever done or people have never done before, being a church of firsts. So if you haven't signed up for DNA, you need to. And then if you've done DNA and you haven't done Inner Champion, discovering who you are in Christ, discovering your Father and you're made in his image, you need to discover who you are, because identity is good for your soul. When you understand who your dad is and who, how you're made in His image and how you're made in His wonder and how He created you. You get your identity. You're not the identity of your job. You're not the identity of your degree. You're the identity of your Father. You're made in the image of God. You're not the identity of your failure. You're not the identity of what you mess up. You're the identity of your dad. So when the enemy comes and tries to attack your identity, that's what gets in your soul. Oh, I messed up. I failed. Don't let failure get in your soul. Get your identity in Christ. In Christ, we are new creation. The old is gone and the new has become. So you got to get to know your identity. What does God say about me? What does He say about my family? What is it? Oh, situations say that. That's affecting my emotions, but I got to get my emotions to come in line with the identity God has for me. So identity, understand who you are. Ask the Holy Spirit, reveal who I am in Christ. Number five, identify. I've worshipped, I've magnified, I'm dreaming with God. I'm living in my identity. Now I need to identify the very things that try to sabotage my destination, my destiny. The things that the enemy tries to do, the wrong thoughts, the wrong attitudes, the insecurities, the fear. Identify them, identify them. Don't magnify them, identify them. Magnify God, identify the things that will try to stop you magnifying God. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. I can hear a knock. Identify the things that will try to hold you back. You know when they teach runners to run, they identify the weakness in their run so they can run faster. Identify the weakness in your run. Don't magnify it, just identify it. And then what do? I'm getting a new mic. Thank you very much. You can have this mic because it'll look really weird just hanging off my body. I can see it in your smile. Identity. Whoa! I know who I am. Identify. So once I've identified, I capture. The Bible says this, 2 Corinthians, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war against according to the flesh, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, fleshly, but are mighty in God for the pulling down of strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. So here I am flying. I got fear. My emotions, fear is real. You fear it. My emotions say, there's turbulence. You're fearful. Oh, what's going to happen? So my emotions, my thoughts are going, I'm going to crash, I'm going to crash, I'm going to crash. So what do? I worship. I magnify God. I say, no, God, You have a great dream for my life. Now, I'm a son and daughter of God. This everyone's safe in this plane because I'm in it. You go, huh? Well, God hasn't destined me to die. He gave me a promise that I would never die in a plane. I asked Him one day and He said, you'll never die in a plane. Everything about the plane ride was telling me I was going to die. Not really. See, Sam hops in the plane. I used to feel every bump. Why? Because my soul was living in fear. Every bump she would feel was like a roller coaster. Woo! What's the difference? The difference is her soul in this area was way more healthy than me. So what do I have to do in that moment? I have to then capture those lies. You're going to crash. You capture them. No. I'm locked. I even visualize. I lock you up. See you. Bye-bye. Get lost. Out. And I replace who I am in Christ, I replace what God says to me. So in other words, I feed new thoughts, new attitudes, new mindsets. I feed it. Feed it. What you feed is what you become. Your spirit already says you're victorious. Your will and emotions and your thoughts are trying to lie to you. They're trying to tell you facts. They're not telling you truth. Feed it. Everyone say, feed it. I like a good feed. Then what do? You feed it. How do I feed it? I speak it. Romans 10, 14, 15 says, but how can they call unto him to save them unless they believe in him? And how can they believe, everyone say believe, if they've never heard about him? And how can they hear about him unless somebody tells them? And how can anyone go and tell them without being sent? This is why the scripture says, how beautiful are the feet of the messengers who bring good news. So salvation, you receive salvation by faith. It's a gift from God. By grace, you are saved. How do you receive this grace? By somebody declaring what God's word says and what God has done. So then faith comes by hearing, because here it's telling people about Jesus, but we think it's just about salvation. But salvation is more than just saving somebody from hell. It's bringing people into a life that lives in prosperity, that moves forward, that continues to press forward, even in turbulence, even in trial, even when my will, my emotions, and my thoughts are saying one thing, my spirit, I'm a new creation, is that, so I got to speak to mountains. I speak to them, and as I speak to them, faith starts happening on the inside. I start speaking, but if you don't speak it, how are you going to hear it? And how is faith going to grow? So I speak, I sing, I speak, I speak. Speak it. So faith comes by hearing. So I speak it. Then I receive it. In other words, I believe. I receive it. That's why when I say sinner's prayer, many times I say, forgive me of my sins. Or I ask you forgiveness, but then I say, and I receive your forgiveness. Why? Because you can ask but not receive. So we need to receive the supernatural breakthrough. We need to receive what God has for us. We receive it by believing. And then what do? We worship again to reinforce all the things that just happened. I'm reinforcing, God, you're awesome. And guess what happens out of that? I prosper. I keep moving forward. 3 John 1:2 says, beloved at Planet Shakers, because, you know, this is writing to the church. Beloved, I pray. The Bible says every word in the Bible is God inspired. So God is saying this. I pray that you may prosper in your family, in your finances, in your work, in your career, in your education, in your spiritual life. I pray that you prosper in your health, in all things. Even if I face some giants, I'm going to keep moving forward. I'm not going to be like the children of Israel that went and sang victory songs but didn't move forward. I want to be like David that says, you come to me with a sword and a spear, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, who is bigger and stronger and more powerful than anything that you would. I'm going to keep moving forward. I'm going to keep you. You notice the thing is, David took him down, killed him, but then what did he do? He took the head off Goliath. In other words, he stopped the accusations. Goliath could never accuse him anymore. I pray that you prosper all over the world. God wants to release prosperity to his people. That in all things, now, prosperity doesn't mean you don't go through challenges. You go through valleys, but you don't stay there. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me, because I have a table waiting for me. In other words, I have a vision, and I will I will walk in the house of the Lord all the days of my life.
Hey, it's been so great that you've been able to join us today. I hope that your faith is filled. If you have any prayer requests or you want to connect with us any further at Planet Shakers, why don't you be a part?